It is Christmas. We have cause to be joyful. We've waited the 4 weeks of Advent for this, and now it's finally here. Now, Christmas is a very odd and strange day, one that's kind of marked out of our year throughout the whole world is something rather profound. Everywhere across the world, it brings a sense of peace and joy. All the stores are playing music, everywhere's decorated. Something is remarkable about Christmas. And what's so remarkable about Christmas is its peace and its joy. If you don't believe me, drive around town after Mass today. Everything will be closed. It's starting to not become that way, but that's a different point. But there's something about Christmas where all the stores just stop for a day. Everything just stops. And we celebrate a day of peace. Think of what it would take for our society right now to do that, to really take a day of rest. It's fairly remarkable. And even more remarkable is how this day has been transformed throughout history. In the middle of World War I in 1914, on Christmas Day, there's a ceasefire. The day before, they were firing at each other as the war progressed, but on December 25th, they stopped. And in an even more remarkable way, in one particular chunk of the war zone, when the French and the German were fighting each other, they chose to do something even more profound. On Christmas Day, each side got out of their trenches, went across the field, and met each other. Think about that. The 24th, they were firing at each other. The 25th, they're playing soccer in the field together, both troops. They're exchanging gifts. They were greeting each other. They're saying Merry Christmas. What would inspire two groups of people fighting each other one day to then be at peace the next? This is the remarkableness of Christmas. This is what we must celebrate. And what was so remarkable is the peace that comes through this day, a peace that we have to spend a little bit of time with. Because normally when we think of the peace of Christmas, we look to the Holy Family. You know, that wonderful image of Mary and Joseph and Jesus in the manger scene. Well, how peaceful is it really? Think about what Mary just endured. She just gave birth. All you mothers out there know that's not a peaceful experience. So she is now resting and recuperating from what just happened, and she's here away from her family in the middle of a manger, where so there's sheep nearby and hay in the middle of this rock cave in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of thoughts on her mind. She now has this newborn child she has to take care of. She's away from her family and friends. She's in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden these shepherds show up. Who knows what the shepherds are going to do? This day for her should be filled with anxiety. This is a weird moment for her. But yet, look at her face. It's not one of worry and anxiety. It's one of profound peace. What could give her such peace? Well, let's take Joseph for a moment. Here's Joseph, having just gone through this ordeal of trying to find a place where Mary could have her child, finding nowhere but a stable. Think of how he's feeling. Here I'm the provider of this family, and I can't even find a house. And on top of that, he now has a child he has to take care of. He's away from his homeland and all his source of income, and now has to figure out how to get this child back home. He has a lot of stuff on his mind. He has a lot of concerns and worries as well. But what is his expression? It's also one of peace. How could he let go of all that concern for one moment and just recognize he has a child? God is in his midst. Well, let's take the shepherds for a moment. Here are these shepherds hanging out in the field, doing their shepherd thing, taking care of the sheep. And all of a sudden, these angels appear. We have this image of angels as these beautiful, wonderful creatures that we'd love to see. In the Old Testament, that is not the case. They are terrifying. Here is the glory of God shown to them, like, why me? What have I done? Because normally when an angel shows up, it's not a good sign. So they're terrified and worried and afraid. And the angels say, we come to bring you peace and good glad tidings. And they're like, what? Go somewhere else. I'm taking care of my sheep. And then on top of that, the angels tell them to go find this newborn king. Now for shepherds, they kind of are in a precarious place with kings. If it's a kind of a royalty king, they'll be very dismissive of the shepherds and kind of let them do their thing but not care for them. So they're in an odd place. Is this king going to take care of us, or is he going to kind of diminish us? This isn't necessarily a good thing for them. And on top of that, do we just walk into this cave and meet this family unannounced? It's kind of weird. So they're in a lot of trepidation too, but they come. And what do they experience? Their experience is also one of profound peace, even for people who had no idea what was going on. So what could bring all these characters such a level of peace in the midst of this very confusing and tumultuous time? Well, I have three things to help us experience the same peace that they did, so that Christmas doesn't become this one day that we celebrate peace and then we have to wait 364 more days to get it again. But we can live the peace of Christmas each and every day and use these examples of the Holy Family and the people of Christmas to help give us this sense of peace. The first important point is that they're in the moment. They are truly in the moment. What are they experiencing? Here is God. Here is a newborn king. Here is a newborn child. We have nothing else to worry about. We're going to sit here and adore him. That is really the face of Mary and Joseph at the moment. They are in adoration of the God and the newborn child before them. Nothing else really matters at the moment. All the concerns of the next day will come later. Being in the moment. Now for us, where are we normally? Not in the moment. We're in the future where it's full of worries and anxieties and hope. Or in the past where it's full of regrets and memories long gone. The moment is where we encounter God. In the moment is when we recognize who God is. In the moment is where we get peace. Never the future or the past, always in the moment, the present. So if we really want to maintain the spirit of peace, we have to stay in the present where God is, the present where things happen, the present where it is still full of joy. The second thing that they represent for us is trust. Oh boy, do they have trust. To have a child in a manger and to be able to walk from there to Nazareth and then there from Egypt, all over these places, that's a profound level of trust that God will protect them. And Jesus has a profound level of trust. His Father, he knows, will protect him, will guide him on this way that they can be united with all of creation. That level of trust permeates this entire scene and gives them the hope and the stability they need to go forward in life and knowing that God is with them. Trust. We struggle with trust. Trust is hard for us, especially trust in a God we cannot see. But really, what are they doing? Reminding us that we can see God. He's here with us all the time. We do not have to worry. We just have to reach out and recognize he is always present among us. The last thing they represent is that God is their foundation. What the Holy Family does is they're there adoring God. That is their primary focus. It's not their will. It's not what they think things should be. It's all about God. Because normally we get wrapped up in what we think things should be, and it rarely works that way. If you need an idea of that, most of the masses I've celebrated these Christmas days did not work out like I anticipated. Is that okay? Yeah, it's fine. It's not my mass. God takes care of things. It usually works out better that way. I have nothing to be worried about. Same thing works for all of us. If God is our foundation, we recognize how important God is in our lives, and we work out of that, it breeds that trust and that present moment in which we recognize, I've got nothing to worry about. God will take care of it. I'm just going to go forward and do my thing. So the Holy Family for us represents what it takes for us to be at that profound level of peace, what it means that to be in the moment, to have trust in God and to have him as our foundation. That as we go forward in life, each and every day we build that sense of peace as we build these three virtues in our life, and let us be people of peace. Because for today, Christ is born for us. We have every reason to be joyful and to be at peace.